Did you enjoy working with Marion?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Marion is brilliant and kind and thorough and creative. You know, she did the brunt of the work, finding relevant clips and then writing the beautiful scripts to take the narrative along, and then also suggesting sounds and music, which was kind of what I would put together. And I, of course, had a little input on that, but it was really her vision that drove the entire project. And I think that looking back at all the episodes we made, there is this kind of wonderful cohesiveness to the thing, because they all follow a similar formula, even though the stories are also different because of Marion's knowledge.
How about the process of actually making the show? Did you learn stuff there?
It was definitely the most intensive audio production I've ever done. Working for KVMF, a lot of the times you do simple recording and then maybe adding a little bit of music here and there. But this is working with, 50 clips around that per show in a big session that all have to flow together seamlessly and become, an entertaining piece of audio at the end of it without, any obvious mistakes, I suppose.
Ideally.
Yeah. I think because of Marion's guidance that, be able to put headphones on and have this kind of roadmap and then just plug everything in and make sure that it sounded good instead of having to conceive of the entire thing from start to finish. So the production was, I would say, more, almost more like physical labor than, some sort of creative work.
Okay, sure. What about, what do you hope people take away from that show when they listen to it?
The men that built the city and the men that went underground and, all of these kind of exalted leaders and rulers and infamous characters all had, there was just all of these women working constantly in the backgrounds to make their lives possible. And I don't think that gets enough recognition. But, some of the stories about, especially women that ran boarding houses, serving 50 people breakfast, lunch, and dinner twice a day because of the turnover is just absurd, And then having children and those children growing up in that environment and are, as soon as they can lift a pail, put to work, is just kind of wild. You don't think about the enormous amount of work that is done. In one of the episode is called Labor Pains. Whitney Williams is giving a talk that some of the clips are pulled from in this episode, and I think says something like, as everybody knows, talking about labor, it's just as everybody knows that men are only capable of working an 8-hour day, whereas women have worked 14-hour days for the dawn of time, since the dawn of time. I thought that was very funny. Because, even as women entered the workforce, and, were organizing and within the union, it didn't mean that their responsibilities in running households went away. It was just, added on to that.